Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. One of the great political worries of the 21st century is that around the world, democracy is declining while right-wing autocratic government is increasing. Politics and democracies once revolved primarily around differing visions of governance, taxes, the social safety net, healthcare, education. But now politicians and their parties are increasingly coalescing around identity, religious views, urban-rural values, and racial-ethnic backgrounds. What is starting to concern me is the talk about a second civil war from some of our political representatives. I decided to look into what those who study civil unrest have discovered over the past half century. Well, it turns out there's this nonprofit based in Virginia called the Center for Systemic Peace. Every year it measures all sorts of things related to the quality of the governments around the world, how autocratic or democratic a country is. They use a negative 10 to positive 10 scale. Negative 10 is the most authoritarian. Think North Korea and Saudi Arabia. Positive 10 are the most democratic. Denmark, Switzerland, and Canada lead the pack. The middle zone between positive 5 and negative 5, called anocracy, has features of both. Compared with democracies, anocracies with more democratic than autocratic features are 3 times more likely to experience political instability and violence. Every year since 2010, the world has seen more democracies backsliding, not just in places where democracy is new, but also in wealthy liberal countries. The U.S. was a positive 10 for many, many years, but was briefly downgraded to a 5 in 2020, but rebounded to 8. Lots of tough talk out there on cable TV, talk radio, and the blogosphere about liberty and loss of freedom, so who knows what the next political cycle will bring. Some elected leaders have attacked free speech. Others have attempted to undercut representative elections. All have tried to convince their citizens of the need for more autocratic measures. It's not a coincidence that the global shift away from democracy is tracked so closely with the advent of the Internet, the introduction of smartphones, and the widespread use of social media. The age of information sharing has opened up unregulated pathways, spreading misinformation and disinformation. Charlatans, conspiracy theorists, trolls, demagogues, and anti-democratic agents who had previously been shut out of the media environment have gained traction over the past 25 years. Unregulated social media platforms are turning out to be the perfect accelerant for the conditions that lead to instability and political violence. If we think freedom and liberty are being denied in a functioning democracy, wait until we experience more autocracy. Abortion rights are just a starter. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.